Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann. The airwaves are now open and Jeanette, the respected Sky Television psychic, will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001 or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann.
Well, good evening, and once again, hello, it's Monday evening, so that means it's a Guiding Light show on the Mike Spirit FM network, and I'd just like to welcome you to this evening's show. And what I thought I'd do this evening, because we've got a different show format now, this show is only on for 1 hour for the time being. I thought rather than kind of chat to you for very long, I thought I'd just say hi. And if you'd like to call in, because we have got some reading spaces available at the moment, but as you know, the lines do get very, very busy as the show goes on. So if you would like to have a reading from myself tonight, then the numbers that you need to ring are 760-283-4611. And if you're outside the USA, you need to prefix 001 in front of that. Okay, so I just want to say that it's lovely to be here once again this evening, and I'm looking forward to working with you all tonight. And as I was just getting ready for the show this evening, and I was just sitting here quietly, and I was just thinking about, you know, the madness of Christmas and how nice it is just to have that time out to unwind, what I was actually thinking about is that sometimes, you know, we are really kind of hard-pressed to, you know, just take that time out with ourselves for 5 minutes and just give ourselves a little bit of, you know, of care and attention, because sometimes we really do push ourselves, I think, to the max in lots of ways. So I thought for tonight, if you're out there and if you're feeling a little bit kind of wanting a little bit of a psychic boost then, or any kind of divine intervention, I'm here to give you guidance, validations that, you know, life does actually carry on. And I'm also here to offer you a little bit of my company as well for this hour. Okay, so without further ado, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to open the lines, because I know that there are already people waiting in the phone lines. And I'm going to ask our lovely Ken, the first caller. I think it's a lady called Paige, but I'm not quite sure. So I'm just going to say, hi, welcome to Guiding Lights.
Hi, thank you.
Hello, hi. Is that Paige, please?
Yes, it is.
Hello, my love. Well, I'd just like to say a big happy birthday from all of us on the Mike Spirit Network, and
thank
from
you so
myself
much.
Personally, and I hope you've had a really lovely day. I think the time difference is still afternoon there where you are. So
yes,
I hope you to continue to have a lovely afternoon and a lovely evening. Now, Paige, how would you like me to help you this evening on your birthday? Is there any particular area that you'd like me to link in for you?
Yes, finances.
Right. Okay. Now then, I'm just going to have a little look, okay, to see what's coming in around you. But
right,
I'm just feeling, I'm feeling a lot of spirit energy around you, to be quite honest with you, because I feel that as it's your birthday, that tends to pull your loved ones closer to you. Special events, Christmas, birthdays, weddings, you know, anniversaries, passings, any kind of close days, you know, meaningful days, seems to pull your loved ones to you. Now, I've just got a feeling with you that I've got a lady here, okay, who is very much like you, very warm, very caring, okay? And I'm going to go with your nan, your grandmother. Do you understand
yes.
that, please? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Now,
yes.
She's coming straight away as I'm linking in with you. Really wonderful person. Did she used to sing a lot, Paige, please?
Yes, she did.
Or did she used to be in either a choir, or did she used to play a musical instrument as well, please, darling?
At church, yes. She was in the
at
choir.
Church.
She did sing, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because what I'm feeling with this lovely lady is that she was very devoted in her faith, okay? And she absolutely
yes.
was a very much loved member of the community, okay?
Yes.
So she had a very strong life force energy about her, and she was always very caring. Did she used to do things, charitable things, my love? Because it's like, so she used to give a lot of her time and do things.
Yes, she did. She was, that's her, yes.
Right, did she, Paige, did she used to look after other people's children, or was she involved with other people's children, please?
She used to look after her grandchildren a lot, and she had 19 of her own.
Wow, there we go. This is why I'm feeling all those children around her. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, because she was a natural-born mother, if you understand. Her life was her children and her grandchildren.
Yes.
And other people's children had the same love and caring from her as well. So she's
yes.
bringing in that nurturing motherly energy for you today for your birthday on your special day. And it's almost what she's saying to you is she knows that you've been a little bit down over certain things. And I do feel with finances, I feel that there's a new beginning coming in for you. So it's almost like so you're waiting for news to go into something, all right? Because I can feel with you that by February of next year, I do really see they showing me a new door opening for you by February. Okay,
awesome.
So something is definitely coming in for you between now and February that's going to make you feel like as though you're getting yourself back on track.
Lovely.
And I think she's just making you aware of that. She's giving me little stars, okay, little yellow stars. So I feel for you it's achievement.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Because when you were, I don't know about yourself personally, but when you were in school, you used to have a little star on your book and a 10 out of 10 if you did something
yeah.
well. Well, it's like yeah. so she's giving me that feel, little stars, and that's well done. So it's almost like she's saying, you know, you've really got to keep your energy levels up because you are going to do very well. And also as well, there's a lot of angelic energy around you. Are you interested in learning to link in more with your angels, please?
Yes, I am.
Hmm. Because I don't know whether or not you've actually got a little angel space in your home where you've got a few angel artifacts or pictures or
yes,
somewhere where you... Yeah, okay, because she's making me aware of that. Okay, because she's making me aware of it, okay? And she's saying that, you know, how much you love working with the angelic energy. And I feel that Archangel Michael, you're very drawn to him.
Okay.
Okay, he is there for you. I know that he is kind of coming in very strong for you and bringing in the balance in around your energy. Because I feel with you, okay, this is what she's saying, the last 3 years has been a lot of indecision around you career-wise.
Yes.
And home and family, there's been things, okay, that you've needed to kind of deal with. And I'm just drawn as well to the fact that what she is absolutely bringing in for you is unconditional love for you and the rest of your family.
Wow. Mhm.
She's bringing in such a love. She's saying that there's a decision that you've got to make, okay, and you seem to be torn in two, but the path is clear ahead for you. That's what she's telling me.
Okay.
And that someone around you, close, okay, is
mm-hmm.
making you feel like as though you need to be in competition with them. Do you understand that feeling, Paige?
Yes, yes.
And I feel that this is another female, darling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is either a friend or a family member, but I've just got the feeling that they seem to make something a competition. Now, do you
yeah.
understand that?
I do.
Now, why would she be talking about that, please, my love?
Well, it could be the situation that I had before with my daughter.
Right. I feel like as though this is an older lady, not a daughter, if
oh,
I'm being
well.
Honest. I feel that this is someone more on your level, like a friend or a family
mm.
relation, but it's not like a daughter.
Well,
I feel that this is a sister or a cousin or something.
It could be a cousin who always...
Mm.
She's always in competition with me. I don't know.
Right.
I'm never in competition with her, though.
Right.
She's playing
because
that game
they're aware
herself.
Of it. Who is Grace, please, or Gracie? Who is that?
Oh, wow. I have a friend, Grace, that has passed on, and I have a Grace that's alive.
Right, okay, because I've got Grace Hughes passed on here as well.
Oh, wow.
She's coming in to say happy birthday.
Oh.
Okay, she's coming in, love. Oh, and it's like as though she's free now. She's free as a bird. So that tells me that before she passed, she was in a lot of difficulty.
She was. We were in the Navy together. Oh, my God.
Right.
Wow. Lovely.
Okay, she was really, before she passed, she was in a lot of pain.
She was very sick, yes.
Okay, I feel like it's all my limbs. I can't move my limbs.
Yeah.
So I don't know what was wrong with her. Okay, but I've got restrictions because I can't bend and I can't stretch and I can't dance and I can't do much. So
yeah,
I don't
she was
know what,
very bad off. Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't know what took her over because she's not showing me that. All mm-hmm. she's showing me is this wonderful sense of freedom around her now.
Wow.
Okay, and she's actually kind of saying to me, look at me now, look what I can do, I'm free. Okay, she's like free as a bird. Okay, she's coming in today to bring in love around your birthday as well. And she's saying that, you know, you two used to have such fun together, you used to have giggles together. Okay,
yes.
She was a giggler, that's what I'm getting with her, okay?
Yes.
When she was younger, you'd have fits of giggles with this girl because she had such a great personality.
Yeah.
But in the end, okay, it's almost like as though she was in despair about her situation, if you understand that.
Yes, yeah, she left two children, oh boy.
Right, okay. So I feel like she's bringing in love for all of you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that she's just saying to me for you, okay, that, you know, that your friendship to her was very special and it was just her time to go. And it's almost like as though she's just bringing in that love. And I feel that Grace, who is actually living on this side now, I feel she could be a very good friend to you as well. Because I'm just getting the impression that right now you could do with a friend as well.
Yes.
It's like as though you miss. I know you've got family and you've got loved ones around you. But it's like as though you're missing. You're missing that friendship.
Yes, I am.
It's like this. Since she's passed over, I don't think that you've really, really connected as a close female friend with anybody else again.
Not like her, no.
No, because she's telling me that, okay? And she wants you to. She wants you to make more friends, and she's telling me about your spiritual journey, okay? And
okay.
I feel what she's actually saying is that when you are linking in or trying to develop yourself with your angel cards and intuitively, that she is actually with you. She's there helping you, you know. And I feel that for her, it's just all about the gift of joy. And that's how she feels that she wants to come in with this energy around you. She's coming in, wrapping you in pink, so I know that she wants to bring in a lot of love. And also, I feel that she loved the color pink herself.
Yes, she did.
Okay, I feel when she was younger, especially, she used to wear a lot of pink herself.
Mm-hmm. She did wear pink a lot, yeah, when we were together, yeah.
Yeah, because it's not like a pale pink, a real, you know,
A happy pink.
Yeah,
pastel.
A bright pink, you know, I can't think of, the, you know, like a really bright pinky colour, like an orangey pink, and corals, and she used to like to wear those kind of bright, vibrant colours.
That's true. I have a lot of pictures with her with those colours, yes.
Okay, because she's still wearing those colours now, okay? and she's just saying to me to tell you that, you know, you've got to take a risk in life sometimes. You've just got to do things to bring the joy back in your own life. I feel like sometimes it's almost as if you can't do things. You've got to have a lot of self-control over certain areas of your life. But she's focusing on you getting what you want on a professional level now. Okay?
Okay.
And she's bringing in that level for you. She's bringing in that success for you, getting on with things. I feel like as you're learning something, but I also feel that you need to be taking more care and attention of yourself physically because you're wearing yourself out as well.
Okay.
All right, and she's just making you aware of that. And it's almost like she's given me a blank canvas and a paintbrush. Okay, so she's actually saying you can invent your future, whichever way you want to draw it.
Oh, lovely.
You know, it's up to you. That's what she's saying. It is up to you. The choices are there for you to paint a lovely picture for yourself. And she's bringing in that energy, and so is your nan. And I would like to say I'm going to have to leave that with you now, darling, because it's
Thank
been
you
lovely
so much.
Talking to you, Paige. And I once again, I want to say happy birthday to you.
Thank you for the
lovely,
awesome reading. Yes, thank you.
And it's just take that energy with you, my love. And thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Jeanette. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my love. Wow, that was a lovely page coming in. And it's lovely to have that comfort and that clarity. And what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to say God bless to Paige's loved ones. And I'm going to introduce the next caller into the show, the lovely Megan. And I'm going to say, hello, Megan. Welcome to the Guiding Light Show. And you're through to Jeanette. And how can I help you this evening?
Hi, Jeanette. Thank you so much for taking my call.
That's no problem, lovely. How can I help you this evening?
Well, 2012 has been a really, really, really difficult year for me.
Okay.
I feel like every aspect of my life has sort of fallen apart, and I've tried to remain positive, and I keep trying to move forward and focus on, you know, the things going well, which are kind of few and far in between. And it just seems like when I think it can't get worse, it just keeps getting worse. So I was just wondering what you see for me next year, or if you have any guidance for me.
Okay, not a problem, sweetheart. Now then, first thing I'm feeling when I'm linking in with you, okay, is a lot of conflict. And I feel that this conflict is coming from two areas. I feel that emotionally you've been feeling very conflicted in yourself. It's almost like as if everything has been spinning around you quite super fast. It's like I want to stop the merry-go-round and get off and rethink about what I need to do, okay? But I also feel that there has been other people who have been difficult around you, and they are kind of not making things easy for you, or they need to just let certain things go. Do you understand that, please?
Yes, I'm living in a very difficult environment.
Right. So you can understand this, okay?
Yeah.
And I feel that this last, let's have a think now. I really think that the worst of this started, let's ask. Okay, they're giving me around about the October period of last year, not this one that's just gone now, okay? The one before that in 2011. I think from about 2011, my guides are giving me that seemed to be the start of the difficulties, darling. Do you understand, please?
Probably. Mm. It's been a tough whole year.
Yeah, because they're showing me that, okay? So something kind of, if it's been going on before that, something heightened the stress around about that time, okay? Because mm-hmm. I feel like as though I'm going on dips and peaks with you, you know, with the stress factor. But I do feel, okay, that you have also learnt a life lesson this year as well.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Yes, and I feel that you've learnt it with a certain individual, and I would say that this is a gentleman, okay, who's kind of showed you a different side to himself than what you expected. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes, very true.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's almost like he came forward to you pretending to be something that he actually wasn't.
That's the thing I don't understand. I don't know if it was... I'm not sure, actually. I was with him for a year and a half, and I thought, as you said, he presented one side of himself, and it wasn't until the very end that I saw something else. And then I actually don't really know what happened to change things. I'm not sure if it was something I didn't know about or if it was something he was hiding, or I have no idea what happened.
Okay. Now then, who is Paul, please?
I have two friends named Paul, but they're not really significant people.
Right, because I feel that there is some new connection coming in around you, okay, on the love and romance kind of things, and Spirit have just given me the name of Paul. So I don't know whether or not you're going to be with these people when you meet the new person, but there definitely seems to be a reason why Spirit have given me those names for you. And I feel that what they're actually showing me here with you is you moving on, okay, from all of this. As we come into the tail end of this year now, and we're in December, so we're literally on the real last lap, if you like, of 2012, I do feel that you are going to be kind of letting go of a lot of hurtful situations and leaving the past in the past.
That's good.
Okay, because I feel that 2013 is when you're going to meet someone significant, and I don't feel with you that you're going to be feeling like this for much longer, okay? And I think you're just going to have to resign yourself to the fact that some things just can't be changed. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because it's like, so what I'm getting when I'm linking in with your energy and what Spirit's telling me, it's like as though you've been trying to make this fit, and something hasn't been fitting right for a while, but you've just been trying so hard.
I mean, is there anything about this previous gentleman that I just don't understand it, and can you give me any other further insights into that?
Well, I'll see what they give me, my love. I'm just saying that this guy, he didn't show you all of his sides of his character, okay? That's what they are showing me quite clearly, because they are giving me a mask, and I'm taking a mask off. So it's like, so he had another side to him, he had different sides of his personality, and I feel that he was also very deep as a person, and he would just skim over things. He wouldn't tell you anything further than he really felt that you needed to know. All right? And I do feel, okay, that with this, I think he's just been hurt in his younger days. I'm just going back to him being a younger child. So I don't think his upbringing was that settled, my love, because I just feel that as a child, it was like difficult times for him. And as an adult, he finds it difficult to commit fully to people. It's like he's got to keep his guard up, or he feels he needs to stay in control. Do you understand that? Are you aware of that?
Yes, I can understand that. I guess I just wonder, were the intentions like deceitful, or was it?
No,
like, was he?
I don't think that he intentionally set out to deceive, okay? I feel that what you were dealing with here is someone who couldn't come through with a full committed relationship because of whatever their reasons.
Okay.
All right. And I think what you've been doing wrong, you've been completely going over and over and over the same question, which is why.
Sure. Well, especially when the words didn't match the actions in the end.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you were kind of going over things, because I feel with you, okay, you're a really genuine person who is always very honest with your feelings.
Right, yeah.
Okay, and for you, it's all about being honest and being open. And I think if he'd have been honest with you, I think maybe you would have appreciated his honesty a little bit more. But because everything, it seems like as though someone's just pulled the plug out of things and he's just disappeared,
yeah.
You didn't have the answers to the questions that you needed.
Right. Exactly.
All right. But I just feel that sometimes people, and not just him, but I feel sometimes people, when they haven't got anything to say that's not hurtful, they choose not to say anything at all and just disappear, and their actions show you what they couldn't say.
I see. Yeah, that
you know,
sense.
And I think you may have a little bit more contact with this gentleman, okay? But I don't feel that you need to focus on that. I think you need to focus about getting yourself back on track for the 2013. I feel that you are going to be making decisions around you in the next couple of months. all right, 2 to 3 months, I feel that you're making the decisions, okay, to really focus on where you need to be and your next move. And I do feel that there is another person coming in, and this person I feel is going to be a nice guy, light eyes, okay, lighter eyes than the other guy, because I'm looking at the eyes and I feel spirit is showing me lighter eyes, mm-hmm. okay, and maybe there is a connection to the name Paul, or you will be with the Pauls that you know who have a connection to him, because I do feel that there is a connection to the name Paul, and that's what spirit is showing me, my love, okay?
Okay, I had a pet who... kind of the same situation as my ex, where, you know, we took her to the vet a month before, and we thought she was healthy, and then she basically got sick in a day and was close to death, so I had to put her to sleep, and it was just very abrupt, and I still don't know what the cause was. Is she
well, I wouldn't know what the cause was, but I'm feeling the energy of a brown dog around you, my love. Okay.
Okay,
and I feel that this is a very bouncing kind of a dog that was very happy. Do you understand that brown dog?
Yeah, it's possible, but this pet was a cat.
Right, now I'm feeling a brown dog, okay?
Dog.
I'm feeling that you've been with this dog in your younger days, okay? Because I'm getting I don't know whether it's like a Labrador or what you call it, like a Lurcher, because you've got the long brown ears and it's a kind of biggish dog, but it's
okay.
A really bouncing, happy dog coming in spirit around you.
Okay, maybe a golden retriever.
Yes, my love, that's what I was trying to say, because I
okay.
couldn't think of the name of it. Yes, that's what it is. I was thinking Labrador,
okay.
No, this one, no. I couldn't think of that name, but yes, okay. And I feel that this is a childhood pet that you was dearly loved, you know, when you was a younger person growing up. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Right. That dog is around you, and the cat is obviously in spirit as well, but I would say you've got a lot of love coming in around you, darling, and I feel you shouldn't analyze and overanalyze the reason why that this person have done what they've done. I feel sometimes, you know, you have to give yourself closure, otherwise you just keep going over the same things, and the answers are not easily to come by. Sometimes people do things just because. And that
yeah.
seems to be one of these situations when this has just happened to you. And I feel what you need to do now is focus your energies on you, because at the moment your energy is going out to the universe, directed to this guy, and it's like a tap straining from you, and you need to switch that tap off
mm-hmm.
and really start refocusing all that lovely positive energy to take you into 2013. Your loved ones are with you. They're wishing you all the love in the world, darling. And I know that you're going to be coming out of this conflicting phase quite soon. By about February, I feel things are going to be a lot more settled for you and how you're feeling in yourself. That's what Spirit has just given me. They've given me the month of February.
Great. Do you see me getting into graduate school?
I feel the world is your oyster, darling. Anything you feel you can do, you'll do. This is what I say, you have to just be positive, just get out there, start refocusing your life and start really thinking about what you need to achieve in your own energy.
Okay. All right.
All right, my love. And I'm going to have to leave you go now because
yeah.
you have got another caller on the line. But
okay.
I'd just like to say thank you so much for listening to the Guiding Light Show, and it's been lovely taking your call.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Thank you, my love. You take care. God bless.
You too. God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay, now then, we're going to go over to Ashley, and then after I've read for Ashley, we're going to have a couple of minutes break. We're going to go over to a song then, but I'm just going to do Ashley first, and I'm going to say, hi, Ashley. Welcome
Hi,
to Guiding Lights. Hello, my love. How can I help
you
this evening? Thank you.
I was so impressed with the mediumship you were doing a few callers ago, and if you have any deceased loved ones that you can pick up around me, that would be wonderful.
Okay, Ashley, no problem. As I'm linking in with your energy, I'm seeing a gentleman. Do you understand a gentleman and a March connection, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because he's coming in quite strong. Now, this gentleman, I feel like it's a father figure or a very strong male energy around you, but I'm definitely drawn to a strong bond.
Mm-hmm. Is it older or younger?
I feel like as though I want to go older because I've got a father figure. So this is either someone who is like your dad or your actual dad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming in around you. All right, and I'm really drawn to someone who was very dependable, very reliable, very solid as a man, okay, worked hard, looked after his lot, and I'm just getting a link to this guy, okay, something to do with homes, okay, so I don't know whether or not this guy was a builder or he worked fixing up homes or doing something, or whether or not he was just a fixer-upper around the home, because I do feel with this guy there was a lot of busy energy with him. Do you understand that, Ashley?
I'm not quite sure which gentleman it would be.
Okay. I feel that there's a J connection to this guy, all right, with the letter J or a G connected to him. He's not giving me his name. He's just giving me a J or a G.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking either James or George.
Oh, well, it could be, well, my dad's name is James, and he's living, and his father's name was George, so.
Thank you. There we go, then. So this is connected to them. Okay, sweetheart? Okay, because I'm strongly linking in that area. So it's either George coming through in connection with James, or this is George's father, okay, because I've definitely got a male strong energy coming in. Okay, your dad, by the way, James, is he normally a little bit of a fixer-upper and he's been feeling a little bit down lately, please?
No.
Right, who is the gentleman who's been having a bad foot or who has worn some kind of a leg bandage or something on his leg or his ankle? Who is that?
I can't think of.
Because I feel like it's someone's been having problems with their leg or their ankle. Closely connected. So maybe this is George before he passed, okay?
My mom's had trouble with her leg in the past year.
Right, okay. So it's coming in on the family link. Did she have to have either special shoes or did she have to have like a bandage to keep it really supported?
She did the bandage.
Bandage. Okay, because I'm really feeling like as though I want to put something on to support it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, he's just showing me that to show you that he has been with your family. He knows the situation that's been going on around you. And he's very pleased that he was able to come in tonight with you to bring in his love and bring in his presence. I feel like as though with you, Ashley, saying that you really are, you're luminous, you light up the place because you've got a wonderful way about you. And I feel, do you work as a carer or a helper, or do you do something in care, please? Because I feel like it's all with you. You're an empath and you do a lot of helping.
Well, I do, but not officially in the caregiving field, but as an artist, I feel that the work I do is,
right.
I use my empathy.
Right, okay, so this is what I'm feeling. Do you use your colours, okay, to help people whose life has been very black and white?
No, not in that way. More about
because
relationship.
Mm-hmm. I feel with him, okay, what he's saying is that you need to tell him, okay. What he's actually saying to you is that you are going to be working more like that. So I think you may be offered to do something with children and colours and colour therapy, because I'm drawn to that with you. Colours, mm-hmm. Colour therapy, this is something that he wants to take you. And as an artist, all right, you need to really kind of focus that side of you as well, because I just feel it'll help you,
mm-hmm.
You know, because
yeah.
I think over the last couple of months you've been feeling like as though, I don't know, I wouldn't say crossroads because that's too strong a word, but it's almost like as though you've lost a little bit of focus as well, and you don't know which direction that you need to be going in as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think he's just bringing in that. I think it's like all about clearing energy from the past. with you, because this seems to be with you, okay? There still seems to be something in you, okay, from the past that hasn't been that good, that you haven't really dealt with.
Okay.
Okay, and I feel what George is saying is that he wants you to kind of start thinking about you and thinking about things that you could be doing, because it's like as though he wants you to cut away things that are no longer serving you, my love. Okay? And the last four years have been difficult, and I feel like, so I want to choke up, you know, when I'm talking to you. So either you've been having problems speaking your mind to people, or you've been feeling very blocked in the throat chakra area. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I have been feeling very blocked in the throat chakra area.
It's like as though I can't say what I feel. I really desperately need to say what I feel, but I haven't been able to, and I'm keeping it all in. And maybe this is something that you need to do. You need to write down things that you needed to say to people but couldn't say it to them. Maybe you need to write it down to release it, to help you unblock that area, darling. And maybe work on the turquoise vibration, which is all about higher energy and vibration for healing the throat. Because something's definitely been blocked with you, darling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, let George, you know, he's bringing in so much love to you and your family. Have you got a brother, please?
No, I'm an only child.
Right. Where is the boy? Is there a cousin or a close family member that's a boy that was back and forth around you?
That was what around me?
Yes, when you was a child growing up, was there a boy, a close relative, that's because he's saying about a little boy as well?
I have a boy cousin, yes.
Right, okay, because he's bringing in love. Yeah, he's bringing in love as well for that little child that's now grown up. But he's just kind of bringing in the love for the family. And I'm going to say thank you so much for coming through to the show this evening. And it's been wonderful reading for you, darling. And take very good care of yourself. And thank you for connecting to the Guiding Lights.
Well, thank you, Jeanette. I really appreciate it. Very, very amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, my darling. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Okay, we're going over to a song, and I'll be back with you, and the lines will be open after this song break. Thank you.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed the song as much as I did. And I hope you were all listening to the wonderful Mike Davis telling us all about the psychic roadshow and mediumship roadshow, which is starting in Wales next February, which I'm really excited about, really looking forward to being a part of that. All welcome. So if you'd like to contact us for tickets for that event, either email me or get through to me on Facebook or contact Mike Davis as well. So there's lots of ways that you can get in touch if you'd like to have tickets to come to two nights of fantastic mediumship with all the hosts. But I'm going back to the lines now, and I've got a lovely lady called Antoinette on the line waiting to take the call. So I'm just going to say hi, Antoinette. Welcome to Guiding Lights.
Hi, thank you so much.
Okay, no problem, my darling. How can I help you this evening, please? You're through to Jeanette Ann.
I was wondering in the area of finances, if things were going to be turning into a different direction for me and my family.
Well, darling, if I'm being perfectly honest with you, I tend not to look at finances because, you know, I'm here to give validations, guidance from your loved ones from above. And I know, as I'm linking in with your voice energy, I know that things have been quite difficult for me because they're giving me the impression with you that you're kind of really trying your best to sort a situation out, and that there seems to be some decisions coming in that's going to, you know, help you get on the right track with that. But what I'm actually feeling with you, that I've got a lady coming through, okay, and she is telling me that there is a link to a Julie or a June. Do you understand that, please?
There is
a link with this lady to a June or a Julie, or this is a June passing. This is a lady who passed over when she was quite an old lady. So I feel that this lady had quite a long life. And I'm really going to go with grandmother with you, to be honest with you, darling. And there is either a link to a June, okay, passing anniversary, or there is a link to a Julie in the family as well.
Okay, it could be my mother's husband, his mother. She would have kind of been like a grandmother. I didn't know her that well, but that could be the link.
Okay, darling, did she pass over in the summer months? Did she pass over in June?
She did. She did.
Right, okay. So it's her that we've got with us now. Okay, and I feel even though you didn't really know her very, very well, but she's always been aware of you. And what she's saying is that you are going to be thinking of new inspirational ideas, how to, you know, focus yourself on something new, because it's almost like as though what she's saying is you're kind of going into smoother waters.
Okay.
And that's really good. And I feel like as though I want to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The last 7 months have been difficult for you, darling.
Yes.
She's just given me a 7, okay? And I feel it's going to take you another 9 on top of the 7 to take things back to normal. So you are working in the right direction.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm very drawn to 7 months back and 9 months forward. So you're kind of in that, working your way through. It's like work in progress then, you know? That's what I'm getting the feeling of. who's got arthritis in the wrist, please?
Mom and grandma.
Right, okay, because she's just rubbing my wrist, so I know that someone is suffering badly with swollen, painful wrist joints, okay? She's just making me aware of that. She's saying that maybe if they had a bangle, you know, one of these balancing bangles, that would help.
Okay.
You know, these magnet bangles, maybe that would help, because she's just giving me a bangle, putting it in my hand and putting it over the bad wrist, so maybe she's just giving me that for them, okay? Symbolically,
okay.
To say that she is trying her best from spirit side to kind of rub their wrist, because I feel like she kind of does that to them. She comes in and she's like sitting there rubbing their wrist. So this lady has got a lovely, lovely way about her, you know. And I'm also getting the link to the month of March as well, okay? I know we've got June, but I feel the month of March is relevant to this lady as well.
Okay. I believe her birthday may have been in March.
Okay, that would be it then. That's what she's telling me about the month of March. And who is Sarah or Sarah Jane, please? Who is Sarah Jane around you? Because I'm getting a Sarah. It's either a Sarah Jane, one word, or a Sarah and a Jane.
No one that I can think of.
Okay, because this must be old. This must be someone who's gone up there to spirit. Then this is, must be someone who's passed up. And there's a link to the name Anne as well.
To Anne, I don't know.
Don't worry about it, because sometimes when you put on the spot, you can't think. Okay, because I do feel that these
is this person
people,
passed over.
No,
or?
I don't feel Anne. No, I don't feel Anne is.
Okay, then yes,
no.
I do know an Anne. I do know an Anne.
Right.
I
okay.
do know a friend of the family.
Right. Okay. Because I feel like as though there's going to be contact coming in from her.
Okay. That would make a lot of sense.
Okay. This is like something's coming in from Anne. Okay. Anne is coming back. So I don't know whether there's been a rift or a distance, or she's moved far away and she's coming back in. Okay, or Anne has been on her own or something, but I feel like you're getting back together.
Okay.
More communication coming in around you. It's like a meeting and it's going to be like, oh, it's lovely to see you. I've got that feeling there as well, okay? And
okay.
Sarah Jane, I feel that this is a lady who's passed.
Okay,
and I feel
no
that she's been...
that name.
Yeah,
no.
Not this. No, I feel that this lady's been passed for a while, so it's like a link to your grandmother. On
okay.
that timeline. Okay, so it's like a cousin or a relative there, because she's coming in as well. I've also got a link to someone who liked to dance as well, coming through. Okay, and I've got you kind of moving forward, as they're showing me now. Okay, for the house and family, I feel there's been a lot of things going on. I don't know whether you've been talking about moving or whether
yes.
to do something to the house, because they're aware of that and they're giving me that. You understand that?
Yes, I do. We are we're going to be possibly moving into a different house, but we're looking for an opening in my husband's job to move to a different city. So we're just kind
right.
of waiting on that.
Okay. Are you looking to go anywhere near Chicago, please?
No, not that I know
because
of.
There's
but
a link,
so is
there's
it possible?
Some link that they're talking about Chicago, and I don't know whether this is for her or where she was linked when she was alive, or this is something for you. But it's either Chicago or California, because I'm thinking about these two C. They've just given me a C in my head, and I don't
California
know.
California would make sense.
Right, so it's California then. That's what they were talking about. There's also a link to Chicago as well, so there's something about that coming in for you as well, okay? Because they've just given me a big C in my psychic eye, if you like, for me to look at. So I've just got to give you what I'm feeling
okay.
there. Well, even though I have to say this, even though you feel like as you're going through a difficult time, I feel it isn't as difficult as you think it is, okay? It's like there is help coming in for you. And I really, really do feel that for you, okay, what I feel is that I'm growing. I'm learning things. You know, I'm kind of doing things, I'm learning things, so I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you was going to do some studying.
That would be nice.
Okay, something's coming in. Okay, so I don't know if this is going to be a class or a course for hobby base, something that's, you know, that you're not going to use as in work.
Okay.
But something that you're really going to enjoy doing, like getting together with people and have a couple of hours of just having a nice time and learning something as well. Because I do feel that you're going to be socializing a little bit more in a classroom kind of setting. So that's normally, to me, when I see that, it's normally like a class that you know, you're doing something like an evening class or something that you want to do for you.
Okay.
All right. So I feel that this is what I'm getting is something to do with cookery. Okay. Something that's going to be not just basic cookery, but a certain way of cooking. So I feel it's either going to be Italian or Indian cooking, but I feel it's a certain way. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
I do. That actually makes sense. I've always been very interested in learning the proper way to cook those things. So,
well, wouldn't be a bit surprised if next year you found yourself in a classroom doing that, because they're showing me that, okay?
Okay,
I'm
wow.
really getting that impression for you. And I think that's what you need, because at this moment in time, you've been a little bit down, a little bit, not antisocial, because that's the wrong word, but you've been, because you've been feeling down, you haven't wanted to mix with people the way that you kind of would before.
Very true. We moved, and I'm completely away from all friends and all family.
Right. So this is the loneliness setting in. And, of course, loneliness breeds negativity, because you feel down, you feel lonely, you feel like you haven't got a friend. And if you are a sociable person like you are, and you're used to having a network of friends around you, someone to have a chat with and have a coffee with, it's like part of your life has been taken away, and it's an important part of your life. So it's like, rather than being honest and say to your husband, look, I'm really lonely, I miss everything, you know, I think what you've been trying to do is just get on with it, because you know, you don't want to give him any more added pressure. But I feel deep down, you really are missing the life that you had with the friends that you had.
Yes, 100%. Correct.
Okay, sweetheart. So what I'm trying to say to you is that I do feel that you need to try and make new friends where you are now, because there are, you know, I know that you loved your friends and your life that you had in your old place, but I do feel if you do move again, all right, don't isolate yourself again. Try to mix in with your local community, okay, because there is someone coming forward to you who is going to offer you friendship, so you're not going to be that lonely person who spends all that time being isolated and on your own.
Okay,
so I just want you to remember that. And it's like, even though these have been emotional times for you, I really do feel with you, okay, that you are walking away from a lot of difficulties. It's like, and I just feel that you're quite an intuitive lady yourself, okay, and that you are normally quite passionate about things.
Yes.
But it's like lately you haven't been feeling passionate about anything, my love.
That is correct. Very, very spot on.
Okay, and I want you to work on that. But I'm going to have to say God bless and goodbye now, because we're running out of time.
Thank you so much.
Yes, it's no problem, sweetheart. I've got another lady on the line before we close. We only have got a few minutes left of the show, so I'm going to speak to Anne quickly. But I would like to say thank you so much for connecting with the show tonight, and keep listening, and it's been lovely talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my love. Okay, now I've got the lovely Anne here, and I'd like to say hi, Anne. Good evening. Welcome to Guiding Lights, and how are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you, Jeanette. How are you?
Well, I'm really lovely, thank you. And we've only got a few minutes left of the show, unfortunately. So I'm going to try to link in for you as quickly as I can, under the fact we've only got a few minutes left. So is there any area that you'd like me to look at, please, Anne?
Yes, I can ask you a specific question. What do you see for me and for my male friend? He's not around me at this time. And what do you see for us for future?
I feel like as though he's not being completely honest with you, Anne, if I'm being honest. I feel like as though there's been things that he's not kind of not saying. And what my guides are giving me is that you need to kind of take charge more of this situation, because at the moment, this relationship seems to be more like hard work than fun. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
I'm not sure. You know, I can tell you there is two men. For some reason, many people pick up on my husband that we separated with. That person is very dishonest. but I know everything about him, and I don't want to use your talents for that person. I am more interested about the male friend that I have known for a while that I haven't heard from him in a while either. So that's the guy that I am more interested than in my husband,
right,
that is heard from me. I know that the husband is dishonest, creates a lot of problems, hard work. I don't want to know more about him. Everything actually clear with him. My question is about that friend. For some reason,
yeah,
this husband comes in every reading. Believe me, you're not the first one, because his energy probably is so strong around me. I see him each day, and each day it's a hard work, it's a problem, and we're separated, but still he is around my life, creating even more problems.
Right.
I really don't
okay.
care about the situation
right.
anymore. I just need to know more about the special person that's my special friend that
right.
I didn't
okay.
have communication for a while.
Right, okay. I feel that this special friend of yours is backed off for a reason, okay, because there seems to be issues around him. I do feel that he is going to be in touch again soon, and I do feel that with your husband that you separated from, I feel that you need to have a kind of a more boundaries around you, because the reason why people are picking up on him is because his energy is so strong still around you. So for an ex, the energy is super strong. He needs to be more of an ex, and he needs to be more in your past. But the one that's around you now, I feel that there is going to be some communication coming in around this gentleman. Spirit is showing me at the moment it's a little bit difficult and hard for him, but I do feel that he is going to be coming in towards you within the next couple of weeks. There seems to be something coming in with him, but I feel that it's very important for you that you clear the energy from your ex, from your energy. So I think you need to have boundaries and maybe not see him so much, or at the very, very least have an understanding that if you are finished, it's finished. Because I feel that he's kind of incoming all the time, and in a way he's blocking you moving on properly the way you need to move on. But I'm going to have to leave you with that, my love, because we are now finishing the show, and it's been lovely connecting with you, and I say God bless, Anne, and thank you very much for listening to the Guiding Light
Show. Is my special friend will be back in communication with me in around 2 weeks?
I feel that there's going to be more communication coming in, yes.
And it will be more positive, because we left with argument about a month ago, and since that we even didn't talk to each other.
Yeah, well, maybe he's gone away to think about things, sweetheart. Sometimes that happens, a bit of cooling off period. But I do feel that there is going to be contact coming in.
And it's going to be positive contact, or it will be, again, negative contact. You don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I do feel so. But honestly, sweetheart, I'm going to have to say God bless and goodbye, because
you're
finishing
Jenna.
The show now. But thank you so much for connecting with us this evening.
Bye-bye. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, no problem. Well, we're going to be playing you out now with a wonderful song, and this one is by Britney Spears, and it's been lovely connecting with you all tonight on the Guiding Light Show. My name is Jeanette Ann Coombe. If you would like to have a private personal reading with me, you can contact me via my Facebook, Jeanette Ann Coombe, and once again, thank you for this evening's show, and see you all next Monday evening, 9 o'clock UK time, for the Guiding Light Show. Good night and God bless.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling. No one came.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette will be back with you the same time next week. Meanwhile, contact her direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit her website, www.jeanette-coombe-psychic-tarot.co.uk. Until next week, take care.